Welcome to Network Marketing Breakthroughs Podcast with Rob Sperry, where you will hear stories and strategies to help increase sales in your business. Let's level up your network marketing business with your host, Rob Sperry.
All right, guys, welcome back to the podcast. As you guys know, I bring the best of the best. We always like to give you guys different takes to help you all build your business. And the cool part about this is if you're someone that's a 7 or 8 figure earner, you're going to want to tune in. If you're someone that's a 6 figure, you're going to want to tune in. If you're someone that's a 5 figure earner, you want to tune in. If you're somebody that's barely making any money, it's going to shock you why this specific topic is so important. Now, before we get into that, we will talk about the power of books, because I don't know if this stat is true or not. I read that it was over 75% of at least Americans, I don't know, worldwide, want to write their own book. I also have heard that, you know, a lot of statistics are made up. So who knows, right? But I want to first introduce our guest, and I'm going to do like rapid fire as we go through this. Our guest is Chandler Bolt. I have only gotten to know him a little bit. I've heard about him forever and ever and ever, and like knew who he was and knew all the things he was doing. And I kept thinking, I wish, where was this guy when I wrote my books? Because, you know, I look at you guys now, have this incredible, phenomenal company. I was looking at some of the statistics of what you guys have done and what your goals are to do. You're an Inc. 5000 company for the last 4 years in a row, and one of the fastest growing companies in the US, which is something where it's not just an idea or a concept where you guys are like, oh, I hope this thing works. And the other thing I love about it is Chandler, it's not just a company you have, you actually are living it, showing people, leading by example with all the different books you've written. I think you've written 7 best-selling books. You have 2 podcasts as well, so you understand the whole cross-promotion to make things work. And your most recent book is titled Published. So that's one that I'm going to definitely have to check out. And then I know you also have 2 podcasts, 7-Figure Principles Podcast and the Self-Publishing School Podcast. So if anyone were to get any one of your books, which book would you say? Which is the best book?
Published.
Published.
Proven Path from Blank Page to 10,000 Copies Sold. This is the blueprint. If you are thinking about writing a book, if you are about to start writing a book, if you've already started writing, if you've already published, and maybe the book just didn't do well, this is the process, and it's probably the one I'm most proud of.
Jeez. And I love how you said, even if you've launched a book and it hasn't done well, also it's important. Because like I said, for me, it took me, so my book, my first book, The Game of Networking, I said 7 years, but when the book finally came out, it took me 8 years to write it, because I mean, it's perfectionist. It's like trying to figure it out, but also it just wasn't knowing. Like even the little things I couldn't figure out of like, I wasn't even thinking about like copyright or like little things of layout. All of a sudden it's done and figuring that out. And then it's like, well, where do I go? Who's the best for publishing? Where am I not going to get ripped off? The little things like a book cover as we go through it. Well, what should I do for length? Should it be long? Should it be short? And then I was good at speaking, but I wasn't good at writing. So like all this stuff overwhelming. I know we're going to get to that in just a second, but I just want to start out with, who do you think should write a book?
Typically there's in one of 2 or 3 buckets. I mean, if you want to, if you're thinking, hey, I want to go from 1 to 1 to 1 to many, that's what a lot of our people say is, hey, I am the bottleneck, right? And if I could just get some leverage in my business, then so it's that person. It's the person who wants to grow their business using a book. And kind of, we call a book, it's the silent salesman. And it's, I mean, especially in the network marketing world, I mean, it's some of the biggest books have been launched in this space, right? I had Robert Kiyosaki on the podcast, and he talked about how, I think it was Amway, that was his early break for Rich Dad Poor Dad. All right. And just like, it just spread like wildfire. A good friend of mine, Hal Elrod, wrote a book called The Miracle Morning. And that book, I mean, it's not so much network marketing world, but direct sales with Cutco. I mean, just spread like wildfire. So it's an unfair advantage if you have access to that kind of company or that kind of distribution. But then there's also the other bucket of folks who just say, hey, I just want to make an impact with this book, and it's a passion project. And even if just my kids and grandkids read it, then that would be a win for me. And so I think those are the main people.
Yeah. And I like what you just said about network marketing, because It's so funny when you look at it, Tony Robbins, Robert Kiyosaki, all of them, their goal is how do we get more into this profession? Because they're the top people that are actually purchasing books. They're so into personal development. It's a community of personal development and culture of better yourself, improve yourself, work on yourself. I mean, they're personal development junkies as they go. I think I read / listened to 100 books my first 18 months in network marketing. When I was building, obviously now I'm a coach, I'm not in the field, but when I was building, because I wanted to grow, but I also was so insecure that I needed that voice to help me to overcome those fears that I constantly had. And, you know, that's why I look at it and it's these people don't realize, even though they're not a massive leader, they have access to people that love them and want to support them. And they don't understand, I know we're going to talk about this later, the next level credibility that it can provide, because it's just massive. I mean, I know, and we'll talk later about this as well, as what it did for me. Now, if you guys are just tuning in, before I forget, I'm so excited to tell you guys this, but not only this episode, how we're going to talk a lot about, you know, why it's so important, where to start, how to write a book. In the next episode, we already have this prepared. We're going to talk about how to utilize it to build your business, to generate more leads, next level brand building, how to launch your book, and how to keep it going. So you're going to want to make sure you listen to that next episode as well. But first things first, successful people just do the basics better. So we got to lay out those basics. So where does one start? It's so overwhelming. Like, okay, like first off, they got to start with you guys. I know that, but if they're working with you guys, like some of the tidbits, obviously they can go to selfpublishing.com. They can find more information, but they want to work with you guys and you're starting with them and I'm working with you, Chandler, right? And we're talking years ago before my first book. And, you know, even still, I get to talk with you guys and work with you guys. I'm like, okay, where do I start? Like, I'm overwhelmed.
Yeah. So, I mean, the first thing we do with people is they'll get on a call with one of our coaches. And these are people who have done it successfully. And we call this the clarity call because we want to get super clear on the four P's. It's what we call it. It's person, pain, promise, price. So before you even start writing, or maybe you've already started writing and you didn't get clear on this, and that's why you're struggling. We get a lot of those folks coming in where they're like, oh, no, I'm good. And then they come into that first call and they're like, oh, man, I got to rewrite a lot of this stuff because I didn't get clear on this from the beginning. So person, pain, promise, those are really the most important ones. So who is the person that you're writing this book to? And I want you to think about one person in your life that you actually know. And I want you to write this book directly to them, right? What's the pain that they have that they know that they have, right? And then what's the promise that you're making with this book? And so that getting really clear on that will then help you write a better book faster. And then it kind of goes into, we call it, it's the 8 milestones. And so there's 8 milestones to actually getting the book written and getting the book launched. I know, I don't think anybody can see this. I think you're just listening, but if you go on my book listing for published, you'll see that on Amazon, you'll see this graphic, and it's 8 milestones, right? The first 4 are super important and most people never get past this. So the first 4 is what I call the MORE writing method. MORE is an acronym. It stands for mind map, outline, rough draft, editing, right? And so if you've got those 4 P's clear, and then you come into the MORE writing method, well, then now all of a sudden you mind map all the things you can think about on this topic. So what are maybe the broken record conversations that you've had around this topic? The ideas that you have, the stories that you have, all those things, right? You just mind map. That's the first place to start. And I would encourage folks, hey, as soon as you get done listening to this, take 15 minutes, put a timer down, blank sheet of paper, write out everything you can think of on that topic into a mind map. And you're going to start to realize that, you know, this can happen a lot faster than you think. Right. I know Peter's coming to speak with you guys at your event. He'll walk your folks through this exercise of just like, hey, how do we, okay, let's get the ideas on the page. Then let's use that to create an outline. Let's use that outline to write the rough draft. And then we move into editing and so forth.
It simplifies it because a lot of times it's a smorgasbord of ideas and people don't know how to organize it. Right. And, yeah.
you know, especially as you go through those P's, I look at the pain and the promise, and I think of it this way of it's niches to riches. And too many times people are just so open-ended and they don't realize, like, you know, the pain is so important. And then after that, the promise or solution, right, is so important because people always buy with emotion. And then also once you buy, then it's also, you got to still, they still have to buy again into that where they want to share it because, wow, this right here gave me the solutions and went through the emotional roller coaster of what I could do that will help me out with my life or my business or anything like that. And as simple as that sounds, I'm just telling you guys, it's easy when you speak, but when you put it into a book, you got to have structure like this. Otherwise you're going to be like me where you have an idea for 8 years and you don't make it happen. So then with that, and I know it goes along with that, how do you write a book in a short amount of time? And what is a short amount of time to you? Because I don't know the question. Is you guys have seen all different types of people. And, you know, let's say someone listens. I know you got the people that doesn't matter what you say, they don't do anything. But how long does it take? Like if someone says, okay, I'm laser focused, I'm coachable, I'm going to do whatever you tell me to do, how fast could I pump out a good book, you know, that I would be proud of?
Well, I mean, it all starts with a rough draft. And until you get the rough draft done, nothing else matters. And this is actually a big mistake I see people make is they, you know, there's the joke you can tell when a writer's on a deadline because that's when you see him on social media and everywhere else, right? Because we want to do everything but write because it's uncomfortable, right? And so most people try to distract themselves from writing by inventing other things that they think that they need to be doing. I need to think about my title. I need to think about my cover. I need to think about my marketing plan. I need to think about all these things, right? But what we've seen, I mean, because we've published thousands of books, like thousands of books. We publish 3 to 7 books every single day. So, I mean, we do this all day, every day. And we have seen thousands of people go through this process. And that rough draft point is the demarcation line, where if people can just get past there, they start to see the light at the end of the tunnel. They start to believe that this is possible. And it feels like you're kind of, you know, sledding downhill from there. But so that's the focal point. It starts with the focus on that singular goal. Then how fast can you do it? I mean, you can get a rough draft done in as little as a week or a weekend. Now that's going to be a super rough draft. But the way that I recommend that people do it is you take that outline, so mind map, outline, rough draft, right? And the more writing method. You take that outline and then you use that outline to write the rough draft one chapter at a time. It's super simple. Mind map, outline, write the chapter. Mind map, outline, write the next one, right? And just repeat that process chapter by chapter. Some people speak better than they write. So then cool, do that. Choose your own adventure, right? So do the same thing. Mind map, outline, speak the chapter, get it transcribed. Repeat the process, right? So go to whatever modality is most comfortable and most, where you're most talented. Use that. Plug it in with some of the process that we have. But then then you can kind of do the tortoise or the hare, which some people are like, hey, I want to buckle down for a week, clear my calendar, and or a weekend, clear my calendar, and let me just get in the cave. And then some people say, hey, I can do an hour a day, or I can do 1,000 words a day. And so then if you do that 30 days straight, you've got over 30,000 words, right? Which is most of the length of a book. And so that's a rough draft. That's not going to be a finished manuscript, but that's the first part. And then from there, it's, you know, getting it dialed in. And so we have some people who go through that full process in 90 days. That's lightning fast. I mean, that is really, really fast. But most people, I mean, it's 6 to 9 months or, you know, maybe 9 to 15 months on the higher end. Just depends on how coachable you are and how fast you want to move.
What are some of the greatest examples you've seen with maybe clients, people you work with, where a book just propelled their career, their mm-hmm. business, their brand, right? Yeah. Success in general.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. There's so many examples. A bunch in the real estate space these days. So we've got a guy in your neck of the woods, I think, named AJ Osborne. He wrote a book. It's the book on mobile home. Sorry, not mobile home investing. Self storage. How to build wealth through self storage, I think, is his book. And I mean, that became a pillar for the fund. And they obviously have, I think it's like last I heard was like 3.5 million square foot under management. And they use that to fund that. They also use that to create a product and course and all that on the process. So that's a very practical business example. I could give you, 30, 50 more of those. But then there's kind of a fun one, which is we had a guy early on. He was a physical therapist, wrote a couple books with us. And then his daughter saw him do that. And she said, "Hey, Dad, I want to write a book." She was 8 years old. And he said, "All right, go write, 50 words, come back to me." And she did it. He thought, that would be the speed bump that kind of derailed the dream, right? It was just kind of like, "Hey, prove to me that you're serious." And she came back a few hours later, she'd done it. And so then they every weekend, they go to Panera Bread on Saturday morning, and she'd work on her book. And she wrote and published this book. It's called The Fairies of Waterfall Island at 8 years old. And it was real. I mean, just talk about changing the trajectory of someone's life. That book, it made thousands of dollars in the first few months. She donated all of that to an autism awareness charity. But then now she gets the royalty checks every month. It's like her allowance. And she started speaking. She spoke to her school. They paid her like a $200 or $300 honorarium, but then she came out with like $1,200 because she sold all these books, right? And so that was just a really fun one of just seeing like a young woman, the total trajectory of her life change, the confidence that comes from it. So that kind of comes back to what we talk about all the time, which is, books change lives. That's why I love what we do, because we, most people listening to this have probably had your life change as a reader. Right, from reading a book. So we know that books change the lives of readers, but then books also change the lives of authors. It's not about the book, it's about who you become in the process of writing and publishing that book. And I think Emma is a really fun example of that.
Well, I heard that from, and I know there's different takes on it. I can't remember who the author was. He's like, "If your book doesn't make money, you're doing it wrong." And then I heard another author that said, "You're not probably going to make a ton of money off your book, but you actually will. It may not be directly from the book." So I've heard both complete opposite opinions, but it doesn't matter. The point is the value. And I look at it from my book, just the first book alone. Wow. And it wasn't that I sold a lot of books, but it wasn't that I made so much money directly off the book. What it led to, the credibility it led to, I had no idea. The relationships that it led to, the conversations, the raving fans, where people actually got to know me on a deeper level and my content and could study it and go through things over and over again, it really was eye-opening to me. And that's when I started on the process of, writing more and more and more books. And of course, there's different challenges. My second challenge was I was insecure that it was going to bomb compared to the first book. And I had to get over myself and say, I'm just going to do my best. I like it. There'll be some who do and some who don't. And that's part of the journey. And I got a little better at that, right? Of taking action in the process and everything. Well, I'm excited. What we're going to do is, for all of you that are tuning in, this second episode, we are going to talk a lot about the marketing and how to generate more leads and how to launch and all of the things of, even if you don't have a list, and then how to maintain that and the marketing of everything for it. And so you're going to want to tune into it. If you haven't already, make sure that you go find Chandler's podcast, Seven Figure Principles podcast, and the Self-Publishing School, as well as get his book published. I don't have your book, and I'm going to get it, because for me, that stuff, I love it. I pick themes. That's how I learn. It's super weird. Maybe it's not, but I feel like I learn more when I pick a theme. And so my theme lately has been on just public speaking, even though I'm a public speaker. And so I've been studying everything from comedians to everything. And I'm going back to some things for just books, because I'm just so passionate about them and what they've done. And so I'm going to put that for that theme and make sure that I read that book. So Chandler, thanks so much, my man, for this episode. And I can't wait for the next episode, because that's where we get to talk about the profits and the money and all of the good stuff, my man.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Rob.
Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to my podcast. If you're loving the podcast, make sure you go smash that subscribe button so you don't miss any of the latest and greatest podcasts. And as always, please go leave a 5-star raving review. And then the last thing I always want to mention to all that listen to podcasts is if you go to www.robsperry.com, I have tons of free content there to help you out to build your network marketing business.